Steer cattle futures gained Thursday. The latest estimates from the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute project significantly higher cattle prices through 2027. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 2nd of September. Sharply lower corn futures helped lift feeder cattle futures an average of $1.15 higher on Thursday, from 70 cents to $1.37 higher. Corn and soybean futures continued lower as it appeared funds continued to liquidate positions on concerns about slowing demand. Corn futures closed mostly 11 to 12 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 19 to 27 cents lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 24 cents higher, except for unchanged to 17 cents lower in three contracts, despite the week softer cash market. So far this week, live prices are $1 lower in the Southern Plains at $141 hundredweight, $2 lower in Nebraska at 143, and $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at 143 to 144. Dress prices are $4 lower in Nebraska at $228 and $2 to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at 228 to 232. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from slow on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 27 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $258.07 a hundredweight. Select was $1.15 lower at $236.59. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly lower at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $1 to $3 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, and feeder heifers sold unevenly steady. Steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady. There are 3,257 head on offer. At Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds sold steady to a dollar lower, and then $3 to $5 lower at 850 to 1,000 pounds. Heifers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold $3 higher, but then $1 lower at 750 to 800 pounds. There are 3,026 head on offer. Also in Kansas, at Winter Livestock in Pratt, based on the preliminary report, steers weighing 700 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 950 sold $2 to $7 lower. There are an estimated 3,000 head on offer. Finally, at Denison Livestock in Iowa, lightweight steers sold from $4.40 higher to substantially higher. Steers weighing 800 pounds sold steady. Lightweight heifers sold mainly steady in a narrow comparison. There are 1,784 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Thursday, with more optimism late in the session, perhaps tied to speculation about Friday's employment report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 145 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 11 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 31 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.37 to $2.94 lower through the front six contracts. The recent baseline update for U.S. agricultural markets from the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, or FAPRI, at the University of Missouri offers added perspective regarding potential cattle numbers and prices over the next 5 years. FAPRI pegs the beef cow inventory at 29.3 million head January 1st of next year, which would be 800,000 fewer or 2.7% less year over year. FAPRI projects the inventory at 28.7 million head in 2024 and then 28.5 million head the next 2 years, before rising slightly to 28.7 million head in 2027. Forecast cattle prices increase during most of the next 5 years and all higher than this year. FAPRI forecasts the weighted average 5 area direct fed steer price this year at $142.35 a hundredweight, for 2023 through 2027, respectively. Projected prices are $150.98, $156.53, $158.87, $159.39, and $157.81. FAFRI estimates this year's average price for feeder steers, basis 600 to 650 pounds at Oklahoma City, to be $180.54. For 2023 through 2027, projected prices are, respectively, $197.54, $211.62, $219.03, $220.45, and $218.22. The updated projections are based on information available in mid-August of this year. Among other update highlights, drought conditions in important cow-calf areas are causing producers to send animals to slaughter early, lifting beef production in the short term, but leading to fewer cows and higher prices in the years to come. Also, sharply higher feed and other input costs help keep projected total U.S. meat production nearly flat in 2022 and 2023. The last time meat production failed to grow in consecutive years was 2003 and 2004. Strong U.S. consumer demand for meat offsets a decline in exports. Next, tight global supplies result in record prices for wheat and cotton and near-record prices for corn and soybeans. For the 2022-23 marketing year, wheat prices are projected to exceed $9 a bushel, corn tops $6 a bushel, and soybean prices are more than $14 a bushel. If better growing conditions result in trendline crop yields in 2023 and later years, crop prices could decline from current levels. In 2023-24, projected average corn prices drop to $5.22 a bushel, wheat falls to $7.11 a bushel, and soybean prices decline to $12.36. Finally, the Consumer Price Index for food is projected to increase 9.0% this year. Food at-home prices increased 10.6%, well above the increase in prices of food away from home for the first time since 2011. The increase in the Food Consumer Price Index moderates to 2.3% in 2023 as commodity prices and food marketing costs decline, but that still outpaces the 1.7% average annual increase from 2010 to 2019. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 2nd of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.